Ewan Reavy with the Natural Resources Research Institute in Duluth says they studied fossil remains and sediment cores from the Great Lakes to examine changes over the last 200 to 300 years. He says they found a strong link between warming temperatures and changes in the lake that have led to the rise in a certain type of algae.
So we're seeing a change at the base of the food web, which is something that we want to follow up on, because once we start to see changes in the base of the food web, clearly the organisms that feed on them are going to need to adapt or they're going to die off.
Reavy says changes in those organisms could ultimately mean changes for fish and cold water fisheries in the Great Lakes. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.